Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We are now in Masechet Shavuot, Daf Tet Vav Amud Aleph. We are about to take a look at further analysis of the second Mishnah, which described two todot as being part of the procedure of expanding the city or the Azarot. Uvishtei todot, Tana shtei todot shamru bilachman velo bibisaran. That the two todot here don't refer to two animals, but rather two loaves. Remember, the Korban Todah was accompanied by 40 loaves. We'll get into a little bit of the detail later. Now, minhani mili, how do we know that it's really the loaves? Rav Chista Damar Kra, the first pasuk on the page, says that Ezra, when he dedicated the precincts, v'amida shtei todot gedolot v'tahaluchot liyamin me'al lachomat. My gedolot, why are they called two big todot? If it's to say that they came from the larger choice of which animal, which is either the flock or the herd. So name a parim, just say two bulls. Ela gedolot paminan. It must have been that they were big animals, big bulls or big lambs. So miika chashivuta kamishmaya. Since when is that of any significance before God that it's bigger or smaller? After all, the very famous Braita that connects with the Mishnah at the end of Menachot, Vahatanya, Nemar Beolat Behema Yisherech Nichoach, Beolat Ha'of Yisherech Nichoach, Bemincha Yisherech Nichoach, whether it's an animal, a bird, or even a grain offering, the cheapest kind of offering, they're all called a pleasing odor to God. That God does not reckon the financial investment, but rather the intent. So the size of it should really be of no matter. Ela gdola shibetodai. It means it was the biggest part of the todah. Umaynihu chametz. That's the chametz. The Mishnah in Menachot says, Hatodah haitam ba'am min chamesh se'in Yerushalmiot shen shesh midbariot. It took 5 se'in of the later measure, which is 6 of the older measure, but the same size. Shen shtei efot. That's 2 efot of grain. For all 40 loaves, va'ifah shlosh se'in, esrim isaron. The total there was 20 isaron. Asara l'chametz v'asara l'matzah. Even though the chametz was only 10 of the 40 loaves, it took up half the grain, because it was the biggest. V'matzah shlosha minim chalot rikikin u'revucha. Alright, so we see that the bigger one was the chametz. So that's what it means, and that's how we know that the todot that are mentioned in the context of the processional are not Bisar Todah, but Lachme Todah. Amar Bachama, Ein Ha'azorin Kadesh Ela B'Shiarei Mincha. So Amar Bachama picks up on this and says that the Todot were used to expand the city. But to expand the Azara, it has to be Shiarei Mincha, meaning leftover grain from the Mincha, meaning after the Kometz has been brought, the rest is called Shiarei Mincha, it's eaten by the Kohanim, and that is what must be used, meaning two of them as part of that processional. Now, where did he get it from? My tama ki Yerushalayim, because it works just like Yerushalayim. What do we know about Yerushalayim? Davar ne'achal ba'mekadsha. It's something that's eaten within the city, which is the lachmei todah, which can be eaten anywhere in the city of Yerushalayim, is walking it, mizmekadish, it means expands the boundary. Afazara, davar ne'achal ba'mekadsha. Same thing with the azara. Now, atu lachmei todah ba'azara mendom ta'achli, the formulation is not strong. Because, of course, you can eat the Lachmei Todah inside the Azara also. Ella has to read as follows, Ki Yerushalayim. Ma Yerushalayim davar nechal ba v'yotzei mimeno nifsal. Just like Yerushalayim can be expanded by the kind of thing that's eaten in it, but if it goes outside, it's pasul. Af Azara davar nechal ba v'yotzei mimeno nifsal. Same thing, the Azara can only be sanctified by something that the boundary is meaningful. In other words, something that if we were to go outside of those boundaries, it would become nifsal. So if you're going to take that parallel, how far can you take it? Imala halan chametz afkan chametz. After all, the lachmei todah were chametz. So perhaps the shiarei mincha have to also be chametz. V'tispera, let's think about it. Minchat chametz meika. There is no such thing as a minchat chametz. V'chiteima demach mitzlahu l'shirayim u'mekadish behu. So maybe you put the chametz, of course. You put the mincha, which of course is not chametz. You put the komets on the mizbeach, and then you machmitz it. V'haktiv lo te'afech chametz chalkam. Now the pasuk reads Lo te'afech chametz chalkam natati otam me'ishai, but the very famous drasha of Resh Lakish is Afilu chalkam lo te'afech chametz, meaning you can't even make part of a mincha chametz, meaning after you brought the chometz, you can't then take the shiarim and shiraim and make them chametz so that the chohanim can enjoy it that way. So that means that there's no way to do it. Alam alo, why not? Efshar de mekadesh b'shtei halechem be'atzeret. There is one mincha which is brought on Shavuot, the shtei halechem, which the Torah prescribes must be chametz. And because it's a public korban, it's kodshei kodashim, and it must be eaten inside the azara. So therefore it should work. The answer is mishum de lo efshar. It's impossible for this to work because of the following layout, which every possibility is exhausted and doesn't work. Here we go. Hechi Navid, what would we do? Nivne mi'atmol v'niktashem mi'atmol. Do you want to build this extra piece of the Azara on Erev Shavuot and sanctify it on Erev Shavuot with these two breads? Shtei alechem ishchitat kvasim hu demekadshi. They only become sanctified when you slaughter the kivsei atzeret on Shavuot. So they're not holy yet. So nivne mi'atmol v'niktashem ha'idna. So here's a possibility. Build the thing up on Erev Shavuot. And then take the bread on Shavuot, which is chametz, and walk it around. So for some reason, we don't know why, ba'inan kiddush b'shat ha-binyan, the sanctification has to take place at the time of the binyan. Nivne b'yom tov v'nikdashe b'yom tov. So why don't you just do the whole thing on Yom Tov? The answer is very simple. Ein binyan beit ha-mikdash doche Yom Tov. Building the mikdash does not trump Yom Tov. You can't do it on Yom Tov. So here's a little squeeze answer. Nishpaka levatar ha-achi. Why don't you build an Erev Yom Tov and leave one little piece for afterwards? Don't finish it. V'nivne v'nikdashe, and then build it on the next day, the day after Yom Tov. The answer is ifsalele belina. Then the lechem becomes pasul by being overnight. So let's fix that problem. V'nivne mimali yoma, so build it up on Erev Yom Tov. V'nishai reporta, leave one little thing. Da'ad de kadish yoma, as soon as the day is kadosh, meaning it's done, le'altar nigmere v'nikdashe. And then you could do it motza'i yom tov. So, ein binyan beit ha-mikdash palayla. We do not build the mikdash at night. The amar abayim inayin she'ein binyan beit ha-mikdash palayla. How do we know we can't build it at night? Shenemar uviyom hakim et ha-mishkan. Biyom mikimo balayla in mikimo. Hilkach lo efshar. So there is absolutely no way for us to use the shtei halachem in order to sanctify it. Of course, that's premised on this notion that it has to be built at the same time, and during the same time span, that you're being Mekadosh. Now, the next thing the Mishnah said is Uvashir, that there's a song sung with this processional. Tana Rabbanan, Shir Shel Toda. What is it? Bechinorot uvinvalim uvetzaltzalim. They use harps and lyres and cymbals, or triangles. I'll call Pina upina, I'll call Evan Velash of Yerushalayim. So if they're expanding the city, it'll be every new corner that they're making, and every major brick that they're making, they would sing the song there. V'yomer, what's the song? Arimcha Adonai Kididitani, which is Mizmor Shir Chanukah Tabai LeDavid, chapter 30 of Psalms. V'shir Shal Pigaim, V'yishomim Shir Shal Nigaim. And they also sing the song of that they're to ward off plagues, either Pigaim or Nigaim, it's the same song. Manda Amar Nin Nigaim, we all agree it's Yoshe V'Seter, so why is it called Shir Shal Nigaim? Dichtiv, V'nega Lo Yikrav V'alecha. Part of the song is, no nega, no plague will come to your tent. Umanda amar pigaim, which refers to demons, dichtiv yipol mitzidcha elef, 1,000 fall from your side. V'yomer yoshev b'seitr el yom, mitzal shleit nonan ad, ki atah adonai merci el yon samtam yonecha. You say towards the end of that perek. V'chozer v'yomer, and then you say mizmor da David v'rochob m'nei avshalom b'no, chapter 3 of Tehillim, adonai mar rabut sarai, ad ladonai hashua alamcha v'rkatecha selah, the entire perek. Part of the reason suggested here is because this goes back to the time of Nehemiah and Ezra, when the enemies were saying, God is in here to help you, and you're building this mikdash for naught, etc., which is sort of reflective in the words of the enemies that are said in that parak. Now, Rabbi Shimon Levi, I'm a little honey, cry v'goni. Rabbi Shimon Levi used to say these particular chapters, Yosheva Seter and Maror Butzarai, and go to sleep. And indeed, in many of our Sidurim, they're printed as part of Kriyat Shema al Hamitah. So, Echi Avir Hachi, how could he do this? V'hamar Rabbi Shimon Levi. Rabbi Shimon Levi himself said, and this is a sugya we dealt with recently at the end of Sanhedrin, Asur lehitrapot b'divrei Torah. You're not allowed to use divrei Torah to heal yourself. So the answer is l'hagen shani. It's one thing if you're using them therapeutically. It's another thing, preemptive protection, that's okay. Now, wait a second. V'elaki amar asur de'ika, v'ela de'ika amar asur, De'ika maka. When did Rabbi Shimon Levi say it's prohibited? That's when you already have a wound. De'ika maka asur v'tula. If you have a wound, it's only asur. Vatanan, the famous Mishnah says, Alochesh alamakai mochel kol hava. If you whisper an incantation, including saying a pasuk, like Ani Hashem Rofecha, over a wound, it's much more than asur. You lose your portion of the world to come. The answer is Ha'id Maralam Rabbi Yochanan, Halochesh alamakai mochel kol hava. So Ha'id Maralam Rabbi Yochanan bro cake shanu. That's talking about when you spit first. That's a particularly egregious use of the pasuk. Okay, parenthetically, just to note, is that in Masachet Brachot and Davav, it's Rabbi Shimon Levi who is the one who says that even though you said Kriyat Shema Beit HaKnesset, you still have to say it when you go to bed. So he seems to really be the author of the entire structure of Kriyat Shema Lamitat. Now, Beit Din Mahalchin Shtei Todot Achareihen. So the Mishnah read, and when he learned the Mishnah, I pointed out that this was fixed. The Mishnah read that the Beit Din walks and the Todot are in back of them. But maybe the Beit Din coming Todazli? You really think the Beit Din walks in front of the Todah? In the description, the one description that we have of such a sanctification, the leaders walk in back of the Todah. So the answer is, Beit Din mahalchin, ushtei Todot mahalchot Beit Din achareihem. Flip it around, the Todot are walking, are being carried, and the Beit Din is in back of them. Now, Ketzan mahalchot, how do they walk? Rabbi Chiyav, Rabbi Shimon, Berebi. So it's a machloket between Rebbe's son and Rebbe's prized student. Chanamar zu keneged zu. One says that they're next to each other, walking side by side. Chanamar zu achar zu. The other one said single file. Meunda mar zu keneged zu. The one who said side by side. That when the Mishnah said haprimit nechelet, haprimit is hach lemikar v'lechomaz. The one is towards the inside of the wall. And the one that's outside, which means it's the first one to be creating the new space, that's the one that's burnt because it really went outside. Meunda mar zu achar zu. Whichever one said that it was in single file, Primit means the one that is further back, closer to Beit Din, not the one that's the chalutz, setting the new area. Now, Tanan, Primit Nechal V'chitzonan Yisrefet, so the Mishnah said that these two do not get treated the same way. So, Bish, the Ma'alaman, De Amarzu, Acharzu, according to the one who said it's one after the other, Amtu, the Hachi, Primit Nechalat. Then I understand why the inner one gets eaten. Shem Da'atya, Chitzona, Kama, V'kadshala. The outer one went first, and it was sanctified, the new area, and now the inner one is in the safe area. But if they're walking side by side, they're being mekadesh together. Why would one get burnt and one get eaten? But even if they are single file, why would one be mekadesh? The Mishnah says you need the entire procedure, which means you need two todot to be mekadesh. Which means we have to regard both of them as having crossed the boundary or established the boundary. But even according to the Mandamar that we'll see in the next podcast, that all you need is one of these components to make it happen. But both of these things are one component. You can't split this component. You could say you don't need Shir, you don't need Melech, but if you're going to have Todah, it's both of them. The answer is Omer V'Yochanan, Alpina V'Nechelet, Valpina V. Nisrefet, that the Korban Todah was eaten based on the rules of a Navi, and the Korban Todah, the other one, was burnt based on the ruling of a Navi, and it's not really anchored in anything that we can wrap our understanding around. Okay, I'll pause this point and pick it up with the next podcast. I mean, everybody should have a wonderful day.